John, welcome to Phoenix FM. First of all, I wanted to say to you that I'm sure we all have driving lists for music to play in the car, and on my personal list, Fuel Up is up there all the time. Just a fantastic track. How did that come about?
That's one of Brian's. I think he wrote it when he was in New Zealand, and he was doing a lot of driving, I think. But he was with a bunch of friends, and that was just a sort of idea that came to him. But it is obviously a sort of literally a driving song from the word go.
It is.
But we enjoyed sort of putting that one, or sort of fleshing it out when he got back from his travels.
I see. If you Wikipedia Stornoway, you're called a British alternative indie folk band. Is that a fair description of the band?
Something like that. I mean, I suppose we're indie in the sense that we're signed to an independent or have, and don't know. The folk aspect, I never know really, because I mean, it's not folk in a sort of traditional sense, obviously, because it's the new songs, but the style, I suppose, is kind of acoustic and folky in that sense. So yeah, something like that. It's quite difficult to
it's always difficult to categorise. It is,
I'll leave it to other people who know better.
I think the band's strength as well is Brian's unique voice, and it is a unique voice. It's one of those voices that you just have to listen to, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when we first got together, that was definitely the thing that struck me. That was a reason sort of why I sort of wanted to be involved with it. It was actually just that, the sound of the voice, because it was kind of, it's just one of those things that it just blew me away. So I was just really happy to be involved in the band at that stage. So yeah.
And the other strength is the actual songs themselves, because whether Brian's written them or you've written them, they just are very, very structured lyrically, very well. The music's really good. And what's your partnership like with Brian?
No, it's very fractious. It's, you know, we're always arguing.
Oh, good.
No, not at all. Recently, I'd say it's been much more of a, well, in fact, the last couple of albums, really, it's been much more of a a quadruple effort, really, from Ollie and Rob, Ollie is the guitarist and Rob is the drummer.
Yeah.
And we all kind of collaborate much more than maybe we did in the very early days, and so that always makes things a lot more sort of instantaneous or spontaneous in the rehearsal room, more fun, basically, as musicians.
You came along at a very good time as well, because there were bands around you such as Mumford & Sons, Fleet Foxes, with all that sort of indie folk sound, and there was sort of there was almost an Oxford, West London surge, wasn't there?
Maybe. I mean, from our perspective, I do like a lot of that music, but it's funny because at the time when we started, I think we probably started a lot, I don't know, it was almost like 10 years ago now, and we were kind of a bit hermetically sealed, and at that stage there wasn't really that much of a we felt we were part of. I mean, it did happen that all this stuff sort of rose to the surface at the same time, maybe sort of 4 or 5 years ago, like some of the bigger names, the sort of folkier stuff didn't become very popular, but I think when we started, it was kind of the stuff that people were really listening to on the radio was kind of, I don't know, Kaiser Chiefs or Franz Ferdinand, that sort of thing. So
yes.
And maybe what we were doing was very sort of bedroomy and sort of, kind of hermetically sealed.
But you must have been delighted with the success of Beach Camera's Window Cell, because that was a massive album for you.
Blown away, because I mean, as I say, a lot of it was just written and recorded in bedsits and bathrooms, even, and whatever. It was very, it was just done on my 8-track recorder, which I just had in my bedsit, and we just started like that. It was very busy, and then, so I think maybe people enjoyed well, not honesty, but you know, it was just, it wasn't a studio produced sounding album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just very sort of DIY.
Okay, we're up to the new album. Have you got a name for it yet?
Sorry?
Have you got a name for the new album yet?
Yes, it's called Bonxie, which B-O-N-X-I-E.
Hang on, B-O-N-X-I-E, Bonxie.
B-O-N-X-I-E, yeah.
I-E. Oh, right, okay. Explain that, please, to us. Where does that come from?
It's another name for a great skua, sort of Hebridean bird. And it's sort of, the title kind of developed, we sort of came up with it in tandem with the artwork that Rob was working on, which sort of involved an origami bird.
Right.
There are lots of lyrical references to birds. An ornithologist in his other life, he's sort of very much still interested in the natural world. So a lot of lyrical references in the songs, and we've actually used soundscapes and the like to sort of put the listener in the outdoors, as it were, in between songs, Yeah, so Rob had this artwork in mind, and the title, yeah, it was just kind of, also, besides the sort of semantic meaning of it obviously being a bird, I think we just kind of liked the way it rolled off the tongue, as well, because it's somehow slightly more representative of the music itself, because I think it's quite direct, quite sort of, it's a bit more punchy, perhaps, than stuff that we've made in the past, overall, but hopefully in a way that people like, sort of immediate, something. So that's kind of a very, very long-winded answer to your question about
okay.
Where the title came from.
Okay, I've heard the new single, which is The Road You Didn't Take, really like that, and I like the video that goes along with it. How far are we from completing Bonxie?
Oh, it's coming out in April, so it'll be the 13th of April, that's the release date.
Excellent, and you're off on a big tour as well of the UK during 2015, believing you're starting at Southampton on the 21st of April.
That's right, yeah, I think so. I'm not very good with dates, though.
It will all be on your website. John, I don't know what it is about Stornoway. They just grabbed me right from the beginning. And, you know, I listen to a lot of brand new music. Right. And I'm pleased to see, like, BBC Six picked you up as well. And you're becoming very, very, very well known. So I hope this album really works for you. And we'll try and catch you up on tour as well. And hopefully we can speak to you again maybe in the near future.
Yeah. Well, if you come to a gig, yeah, please say hi.
John, believe me, I will. I'm going to try and get to your Reading gig, probably, so that or even Islington Assembly Hall in London. John, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to Phoenix
thank
FM.
You.
And,
so
and I know you're a busy man, and thank you very much indeed.
Sleep up on the mountain for a night to shiver under sky. That blaze cool as the cat's eyes on the road you didn't take. On the road you didn't take. On the road. On the
That is the brand new single from Stolen Away, taken from their brand new album Banksy, which is out on the 13th of April. And that's called Take... the Road You Didn't Take. That's out now. And if you pre-order Banksy on either iTunes or Amazon or Pledge Music, you'll get that single absolutely free downloaded. And my thanks to John Owen for that interview. I really hope you enjoyed that. And we'll put that on repeat. You can get it up on our website from tomorrow. You can, if you missed that or somebody's told you, then just come along to our Phoenix FM's website and you can hear it again there, as you can hear everything that you hear on here again.
Want to know more about gardening but afraid to ask? Then join me, Phoenix FM's...
Need something